What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
That's good. Your eyes look good, by the way. They look really good.
You should see them from my point of view.
Well, I'm sure I'm going to, at one point in the next couple of years.
Okay.
So, my eyes are getting bad now. So, anyway, when you were talking about this transgender nonsense, you referred to, it's just another way to limit population growth. And to quote a great man, I'm going to say, I hate being right all the time.
Yeah, that was Ian Malcolm in Jurassic Park.
Well, actually, I thought it was you.
No, I stole it from Jurassic Park. I'm probably going to hear from Spielberg.
Well, now I'm stealing it from you.
I understand they're mean drunks.
They're mean drunks. I've never met a kind one.
You know, actually, Spielberg is not fond of lawyers. He has to have them for his business here. But when Jaws was being made and everything, there was a joke going around that Bruce was the name of Spielberg's lawyer, the name that was attached to the mechanical shark. Then the story that was public was that he was named Bruce. I forget the official story. Anyway, the inside joke was he was named Bruce because he was a man-eater.
Uh-huh. Well, I bet you, that was a long time ago, right?
Oh, it was a very, very long time ago. Yep.
Yeah. So, what were we talking about?
We were talking about transgenderism.
Yes. You know, that's really catching on up here in Canada now. But here's the thing, and I'm not absolutely sure about these numbers, Mike, and, maybe Layla or someone else, there's another fellow that lives in the West in Canada, maybe he knows the exact number, but there are child tax credits. You know, like in the olden days, they call it a baby bonus, right?
Yes.
And and I believe now it's around $600 a child a month.
Okay. Wow, that's good.
But here's the thing. That $600 doesn't buy what it used to, right?
Yes.
I mean, they give it, and then they take even more. They just inflate it. But here's the thing. We have, you got to remember, we're 10 times as small as the United States. We bring in about 500,000 people a year in immigration.
Okay.
And a lot of them, and I mean a lot, overwhelmingly, the majority of them are coming from India. Because East Indians, number one, mostly are vegans.
Yeah, of course, India is getting overcrowded, with population.
Oh, well, that's their fault. they have a low life expectancy. Probably has something to do with building, a coal-fired power plant every week with pollution control whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the most important one, they're socialists.
Okay.
Right? And they are, because I know a few of them. And, someone voted for Trudeau and Jagmeet. So, the Liberals and NDP...
I mean, were they using Dominion voting machines up there in Canada?
No, we have paper ballots up here, Mike, and they get get hand counted. In certain areas, they get hand counted. But if I were to think for one second, and I mean to honestly think for one second that our elections in Canada were rigged, I would be absolutely furious. If I were sitting in your seat, I mean, I'd be doing the same thing as you are.
Okay.
Because, I wouldn't be able to deal with the dishonesty. Am I wrong in saying, Mike, that the United States is the most corrupt country on the face of the planet?
I don't know if that's correct, but it's definitely in the top 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have the best money that you have the best money that politicians can buy. Or the best politicians' money can buy.
I was going to say, reverse that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about what you were talking about earlier with Steven Spielberg. So anyway, yeah, just to wrap this all up, the whole transgender thing, I mean, it's catching on up here like wildfire. And it's like you said, too, you know, you got these liberal parents that the more kids they have, the more money they get. So they're, you know, they're really dependent on government, right?
Yes.
And you know what they say about dependency? So they're voters that probably vote for those people. But more importantly, it's fashionable for their kids to think that they're...
Yeah, that's what we're seeing.
What they see in the mirror is a lie.
It's being marketed, it's being promoted, it's being advertised in the schools, on TV, and media. There's really a major push.
It's being taught.
Yeah.
It's being taught in media up here. It's being taught in schools up here, Mike.
Yep.
That gender's fluid. You know what also is being taught is that climate change is caused by man. Or, sorry, people kind. And
That's being taught down here as well. It's amazing how much we're lied to.
Oh, yeah. But here's the thing. A lot of kids don't believe it. They know better. If I were a kid now, Mike, and I'm not lying, if I were a kid now and my dad got wind of what I was being taught in school, he would go to my school and he would threaten to punch the crap right out of the principal.
Well, that's been happening all over the United States. You know, the parents get dragged off by law enforcement, and the media is turning a blind eye to it because the message they're trying to send out is that Americans are perfectly happy having LGBTQ and transgenderism and critical race theory taught to their first, second graders.
Yeah, when what's really all about is trying to get them to doubt who they are. It's not trying to reinforce who they believe they are, it's getting them to try and doubt. It's more of divide and conquer.
Yeah, it definitely is, because people who don't have a strong... I'm misreading the clock. People who don't have a strong sense of identity are easier to control and manipulate.
Yep. Yes, they are, Mike. Absolutely. And there are a lot of people like that out there, and the list is growing as the days go by. 2 years really knocked the hell out of humanity, and more, I believe it was by design.
Yeah,
because they accomplished
have a real
a
problem
lot of
with all these
that hadn't been accomplished in 20 years.
Yeah, I hate having all these billionaires telling us why we should be okay with being poor, and treating the planet and the human race like personal toys.
Yes, exactly. Thanks a lot for your time, Mike. I appreciate it.
All right. You've got it. The lines are open, 512-248-8252. Now, the earlier in this month, there were these two women from the activist group Just Stop Oil, which is funded by this Beverly Hills-based alarmism group. In fact, I think that's the name of it here. Anyway, they threw tomato soup over Vincent van Gogh's sunflowers on display at London's National Gallery. Now, in that case, the painting was protected by museum glass. These extremists have now struck again, defacing a $110 million Monet painting and a King Charles wax figure in the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum, or whoever Wax Museum had it there. And it's absolutely silly. They went and defaced a Jackson Pollock painting by throwing bright colored splashes all over it, but nobody noticed in that case. Now, CNN, getting back to that whole climate change thing, CNN has decided that your pets are responsible for climate change. Okay, our cats and dogs are the blame for climate change, and the only cure is to feed them insect-based food to correct the problem. Okay, people were just not all ready to have insects in their food, so they're saying, well, we've got all this insect mush made up. We'll just convince them to feed it to their pets here and see where that's going. And basically, CNN argues that the pets are contributing to climate change because of their meat-based diets. You know, cows are bad for the environment. They're a real danger. And, you know, heck, I'm eating the cows as fast as I can, so we'll try and get that. And there's a new word out there. It's called the carbon paw print. meaning the heat signature from your pet. And they're finally out there saying that along with feeding their companion insect-based food, that they should adopt small rodents instead of cats or dogs. And I know there are people who have hamsters and, you know, mice and occasionally rats and squirrels, which is a rat with a cute fluffy tail. But, I mean, this kind of control that is being pushed over, you know, how the government tells you what to feed your pet. I mean, that really is over a line here. All right, over on eBay, they have now shut down the sales of Jeffrey Dahmer costumes that were inspired by a popular Netflix series about this cannibalistic serial killer. And I don't know why anybody would want to do that. When I do a serial killer, I just take a sword and put several boxes of you know, corn pops and corn flakes, and just that's my serial killer costume here. Let's see. Okay, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, when it comes to elections, everyone's kind of used to presidential elections and that.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like there's a lot of people voting this time or whatever. And the elections aren't going to be presidential. It's not a nation, it's statewide, that so like election over here might not.
And Congress, one third of the Senate and the entire House of Representatives will be on the line this in 2 weeks.
Well, my point is though, is like can't elections like it's not like the presidential election where it's like they all states are counting for one thing. They can all do it separately. So like what if like let's say Georgia has been working on their elections supposedly, so what if they are able to have their elections because they already had the process that they worked on. And now the other people, because you know you hear about this voter intimidation stuff going on.
Yeah, we talked about it a little earlier in the show. The problem is that this arbitrary rule saying we can accept you know ballots 2 weeks after the voting day, that's unconstitutional. And, you know, if you're going to say that the state is superior to the nation as a whole, well, that's going to open up another whole can of worms. You know, the vote riggers want the luxury of having extra time to correct their misestimates of the winning margin. But I'm one of those people who thinks, you know, vote in person, you know, on election day, have your ID with you. And, you know, if there is extraneous reasons why you can't get to the voting booth, then you'll be issued an absentee ballot. But we have states and jurisdictions all over this country just blanket mailing out absentee ballots, including to dead people. And, you know, it's just ripe for abuse and fraud. And as I keep saying, until we get honest, verifiable, transparent elections, we don't have a country.
Well, yeah, when it comes to all this, whatever, I'm thinking there might be a reason. I haven't thought of it yet, but I think there might be a reason why they're doing all this, the Democrats, whatever, and people might not want to show up to vote, and they might have not been wanting to show up all this time because all this voter intimidation stuff is not new. Like, a lot of, like, cancel culture stuff isn't new. So a lot of people that have been in the know of politics, it's not that they've been being targeted. So the whole target individual program and stuff like that. So this whole voter intimidation stuff, like everything else, cancel culture, that isn't new. So that's probably part of the reason why, obviously, people aren't trying to show up at the booths on a day to vote with their ID and that. So you got to be fair with all this and understanding, and I don't know what you are. So if you thought of it like that, all right, it's not yet, now you can. All right.
Have a good day. All right, Joshua, and we have open lines 512-248-8252. The problem with all of this trying to change the election rules is that it's always being changed in a way to make election fraud that much easier. And it's become a major problem. I mean, you heard the numbers that we had earlier in the show. Again, the Constitution says one day, one vote per person, per citizen. Voting is a right of citizenship. And along with that comes the responsibility that when the vote is held, you will get to that polling place and you will exercise your right to vote. and not let anybody do it for you or talk you out of it or in any way, shape, or form try to change that. All right, 512-248-8252. Now, Ralph Lauren, the clothing brand, has been forced to apologize to customers over a pattern they used on a piece of clothing that they had for sale that was accused of plagiarizing the Native American culture. Now, I took a look at some of the clothing, and the pattern definitely looks like American Indian, but the cut is completely different here. And so it's kind of a weird situation. In the woke world, adults cannot change their cultures, but children can change their gender. And that is a very confusing message to send. Okay, 512-248-8252. And we've got a little more news coming in from the COVID area, as it were. There is an article over at Health Impact News talking about the U.S. government's vaccine adverse event reporting system. It was started back in 1990 to track injuries and deaths reported after receiving any vaccine. Congress mandated by law that the government maintain this database as part of the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Now, the National Vaccine Injury Program is a no-fault alternative to the traditional legal system of resolving vaccine injury petitions, which makes the lawyers very, very wealthy. And any individual of any age who received a covered vaccine and believes he or she was injured as a result can file a petition. Parents, legal guardians, and legal representatives can also file on behalf of the victim, if you will, here. And so, again, Pfizer and Moderna are being added to the mandatory vaccine list for children in order to transfer liability for the vaccine injuries away from the companies that made these bad vaccines and onto the backs of the government, eventually to be paid for by you. And that seemed like a pretty good illustration of how fascism has corrupted our nation. Because fascism is the combining of political and economic power against the general population. Anyway, this is a little bit alarming. This is from Global Research up in Canada. Apparently, some of the side effects of these mRNA vaccines are only just now becoming apparent. And this article is saying that many people who've been fully vaccinated for COVID are now experiencing blindness, as well as testing positive for the COVID vaccine, even after getting the shot. But this most concerning side effect is there's a growing number of fully vaccinated people are losing their eyesight. And there are cases of central vision loss around the fovea, four cases of sudden visual loss. And some people are experiencing transient blindness, specifically linked to the Pfizer vaccine. And this involves the loss of sight in one eye for just a few seconds or a couple of minutes, and then it comes back. So, yeah, this is really, really nasty stuff. Now, up in Canada, a doctor has warned that 50% of kids who got myocarditis from COVID-19 vaccines are likely to be dead in the next 5 years. So maybe that was part of the depopulation agenda. So it's an ugly, ugly situation. Okay, we have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're coming up on another commercial break. So let me just clear this a bit. There we are. And take a look at what's going on over here. And let's see. Too many buttons on this thing here. Let's see. Okay. This one just came in the political section. Carrie Lake has publicly announced that she does not want to be Donald Trump's vice president. She wants to remain the governor of Arizona. Of course, not too long ago, we had Hillary Clinton out there saying there was no way she was going to run in 2024. And now we find out that, yes, indeed, she's throwing her hat in the ring. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. 512-248-8252. Call on in and we'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead, and that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interest as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show, hour number two. Well, continuation of hour number two here. We've got open lines 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Jack in New Mexico. Hello, Jack. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, have you seen Joe Biden with the football and not NFL in a picture recently?
It's always being carried by a military officer near to the president, but Biden doesn't carry it himself unless he's going to use it.
No, I'm aware of that.
And they try and not let it be shown in photographs for security reasons.
Okay. I'm just asking. I couldn't find anything. Hey, on a lighter note, you hear about the BBC report on sex for rent offered by landlords?
Well, that's a problem here in the United States as well.
That's what I was going to ask. Isn't that the same thing probably going on here?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, and any updates on the reporter that went missing?
I'll take that still missing.
Offline,
yeah.
But it could be he's going to write a book, you know, in hiding. Hopefully so, not being mistreated by our FBI or anything.
Well, I hope he's in hiding, too, but apparently he did have some information regarding Biden's handling of Afghanistan, and, his home got raided, and he just disappeared, and that was the end of it. We're keeping an eye out for him, but I'm about ready to put his face on a milk carton.
Exactly. All right, you have a good day, sir.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. And getting into some other news, I'm going to skip around here. Getting on back to COVID, the CDC's putting the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA shots on the list for mandated childhood shots. Actually is going to cause political trouble for the Democratic candidates. And the reason is very simple, because many people are seeing the CDC's decision as a slap in the face to America's parents. And American parents do not concur. Only 3.5% of parents have had their babies and toddlers injected. We're talking about 6 months to 5 years old. For school-age children, a recent Kaiser Family Foundation study showed that only one-third of children aged 5 to 11 have received at least one shot. So they're going to keep up the booga-booga to try and get us, please give me the needle, please give me the needle, blah, 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 and so forth and so on. All right. Now, as I said before, the Democrats are in panic mode. And even though Biden has already been criticized and chastised for this, he is getting ready to release even more crude oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. As part of a plan to artificially suppress fuel prices leading to the midterm elections. Okay? But what you need to keep in mind is when Biden took office, gasoline was about $2 a gallon, and it's now hovering somewhere around $5 a gallon. So when they say, look, we've lowered the price of gasoline by 15 whole cents, and that's saving Americans zigablooms of dollars, it's just not true here. Okay, now then, let's see. We talked about the manslaughter charge. Oh, here's some more information about that LGBT agenda. This is a memo. It was dated 1969, okay, shortly after National Security Study 200 came on out, if I remember. And this memo, which is from Planned Parenthood, basically says there really is a homosexual and an LGBT agenda at work, the goal being to depopulate and thus control the world. And Planned Parenthood wrote the memo, which outlines eugenic strategies such as restructuring the family, which would explain this attempt to separate children from their parents at the educational phase, and encouraging homosexuality, tax-funded abortion, and sterilization. Now, obviously, if you have the transgender surgery, you have just fallen into that third category of sterilization. So the memo is called the Jaffe Memo after Frederick S. Jaffe, who was vice president of Planned Parenthood at the time. And the document is basically a playbook for how the globalists are planning to subdue Western society. And in addition to funding and promoting abortion and sterility programs, including mass vaccination, Planned Parenthood was busy itself in the late 1960s with efforts to turn everyone gay. Okay? I mean, and, you know, Planned Parenthood now is setting up mobile abortion clinics at the borders of red states to make it easier for women to get rid of their unborn children. Now, the issue of sterility, we haven't talked about it all that much outside the context of if you have transgender surgery, you become sterile. But back in the 1930s, sterilization was legal in certain circumstances, and it led to huge, huge abuses. Women were being sterilized just for being sex workers or just being difficult to deal with. Just horrible, horrible things. And eventually, it was put out of practice, as it were. The only time that somebody can be sterilized is if they want it voluntarily, like a vasectomy. And so that's kind of in a gray area. But as far as unlimited abortion is concerned and trying to persuade young people that they're gay or transgender, I do have an issue with that. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back. 512-248-8252.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. A decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preaching man.
And welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Billionaires, Mike, and why the SOBs are examples of how they're trying to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
Just in ways that you've already just broached today, they're saying the Rothschilds had a COVID patent in 2019.
That was 2015.
Pardon me?
2015.
2015. I'm sorry, 2015.
Yep.
Bill Gates buying up all the farmland. How about the article that you ran yesterday where it's a 99%, a new study, said the COVID origins, 99%, that it was man-made.
Yeah.
There's another one. Climate change and that agenda, the Great Reset and that agenda, critical race theory, divide and conquer, voting fraud, and all the companies and the media that's involved in allowing that to happen and furthering that. You know, it goes on and on. How about all the, there's something that's disappeared from the news, all the 26 or 29 bio labs, bio warfare labs along
yep.
the Russian border.
Yep.
They're all over the place. I think you mentioned the other day about Ebola and how
yes.
it's now catching in a different way than it has before. Monkeypox, you know, all that. Making, what was it, COVID, something, what, 80% fatal on another one? Boston University?
The monkeypox research. I'm sorry, Boston University was playing
COVID.
With COVID and produced a version with 80% lethality. And
yeah,
you have
yeah.
to ask, why are you playing with this kind of dangerous stuff?
Yeah, trying to get us to feed our... We're not allowed to eat meat. They're trying to wean us off food, period, unless it's like some sort of insect stuff. I mean, it's so in your face when you really think about it.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And one of the articles at whatreallyhappened.com, it's at the bottom of the first page there, and there's been another leaked video from the World Economic Forum with some of Klaus Schwab's people there, Yuval Noah Harari, and Harari is promoting his new book, and it is What Do We Need So Many Humans For? So that seems to be the attitude of the world's elites. Oh, there's too many people. You know, more for us if there's less of them. We've got computers and robots and AI. We don't need human workers anymore.
Yeah, that was Yuval Noah Harari.
Yeah.
Not to make too much of a point of that. But look what they're doing everywhere. You know, they're... This cultural appropriation thing, even. I mean, it's... Mike, I had a conversation with... in my opinion, this is all divide and conquer.
Yes.
You can't control unless you slice and dice people into old versus young and male
yes.
versus female and gay versus straight and black, white, and you name it. You know, the question I had a conversation with a couple of people yesterday, and the question I raised was, how far along, at what mile marker are we on the road to white genocide here? Mine was 70, 75 mile, with 100 mile being full-on genocide, 100 mile, mile marker. I mean, you can't. They're going to they apportion medication,
yes,
by race, right? As they did with the vax, they're giving loans by race. Their admissions into school by race,
yes,
promotions by race, hiring by race. What aren't they? With the food shortage, and I think I talked to you about this on the air a while back. Sooner or later, when there's a food shortage, which is another way of controlling us, and that they're
yes.
engineering with all the fires and the plants that have gone on, and so on and so forth, and all the land that they're taking out of production and so on, and the plants they're taking out of production, and even the biowarfare against like pigs and chickens and things like that that have gone on in China, but how far along? Along on the road, we can't do. We're at the bottom of the pecking order, and when it comes down to food, they're already doing with what they think is life-saving, you know, medications and stuff and vaccines, according to them, and money and education and opportunity. They're going to do it with food too. I mean, is that a big stretch to think that we're
part of
the
their
food?
Depopulation plan might be to put us all under so much stress that we just start attacking each other. You know, we used to joke when we lived on Hawaii, and, you know, the spam is kind of a thing out there in Hawaii, and there's actually a warehouse that's kept stocked so that if there's a supply disruption in the spam, the Hawaiian people wouldn't riot. But I used to joke all the time, you know, 3 months and we're going to be eating the tourists. You know, 5 months we're going to be eating each other. So,
Well, yeah, but even if that's the case, and that may be the case, but who is society? Who are we being acculturated to attack first?
We're seeing more and more violence against the white population, and we have all of these Democratic governors and mayors who are notoriously soft on crime. You've got all these prosecutors backed by George Soros who are just letting the criminals back on out. This society does appear to be taken down deliberately.
Yeah, and if they want to fragment us and divide and conquer and slice and dice, as we've already talked about, they're already focusing everybody's ire, the entire culture, our popular culture, on the whites.
Yep.
You know, and so if you're postulating that they're trying to get us to, like, go to war with each other, who would be the first targets? Who are the targets now? That very evidently.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, it's a scary thing, Mike. And you look at South Africa, and
yep.
you think, my Lord, you can't walk down the street. A white woman can't walk down the street without being raped. You can't have a farm without being attacked and tortured and killed. They're appropriating the land. You know, if Kelly from Austin or whatever the town that he just moved to by us and called in and talked about La Raza the other day. You remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
And do you know that our former mayor, Antonio Villaraigosa, was a member of La Raza? It's a pretty big movement. And, you know, I know you lived here, so I know you know that that's true.
I was seeing it when I still lived there.
But if they're saying that we're colonizers, and of course that's the term used all the time, that we don't deserve the things that we have already, white privilege and so on and so forth, how mm-hmm. far away are we from South Africa when they just take our homes and they just take our wealth? Because
it's a short hop, and that could very well be part of the plan to bring down the United States, because most Americans do have a strong nationalistic sense. We want our country to remain our country. We want it to be prosperous. We want it to be peaceful. You know, common sense kind of stuff here. But the globalists, to bring about their new world order, they need to bring down the United States. They need to bring down China. And they need to bring down Russia, because they're all nationalists too, and they absolutely are not going to go along with surrendering their national sovereignty to this global government. And one of the ways they may destroy the U.S., China, and Russia is by kicking off World War III.
And surrendering their very identities, which you talked about.
Yes.
It was interesting what you said, the point that you made today, which was really salient to me, when they're saying that, you know, about cultural appropriation and sexual identity.
Yes.
I never really thought about that, but that's absolutely true. How can they do that? You have a fluid sexual
practice.
Identity, you know, physical identity, but anything cultural is ironclad and you're not allowed to move in it.
Now, that's true. It's definitely a fanatical mindset.
Well, that's your thought. That's a good one. It's an interesting observation. Anyways, Mike, I got to roll off here, but thank you so much for hearing me talk.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Mike. I wasn't going to comment. I'm glad I did. Very good call by Peter. Another very good call by Peter again. Listen, first off, I want Peter to know we're already in South Africa. Look, we got Chicago. They call it Chicago or Chirac. I mean, the murder rate over this weekend was 50 shot. Now it's up to 18 dead. 18, six of them died, Mike, over the weekend, yesterday. I looked it up. These people are getting shot in Chicago every weekend. You know, can you imagine if a white man or a woman walked down the south side of Chicago, what happened that night to them? Probably get shot.
Well, to insert a little news in here, you remember the story about the attempted mass shooting at that school in St. Louis, you know, where the police shot the perpetrator? Guess what race the perpetrator was?
I have no idea, Mike. Let me solve
the puzzle. I'll give you a hint. None of the corporate media is going to mention it.
Okay, can I solve the puzzle?
Yes.
He was a little darker persuasion.
Yes. Good way to put it.
Okay. Okay. He was a darker persuasion. Okay, yes. Mike, now here's what I want to talk about. Here's what's on my mind today. Let's talk about this. And Peter's right on the last call. Let's talk about what's going on. Did you see Merrick Garland today with Christopher Ray today, Mike? Did you see those two idiots on TV?
I didn't watch it all the way through, but it didn't look like it was going all that well.
Well, they were talking about these Chinese spies. They busted 56 of them. They got 56 Chinese spies doing espionage for Huawei or Huawei or whatever. And
Huawei.
Like, yeah, we had a United States senator. We had a United States congressman from California, Mexifornia, that had Chinese working with the Chinese. Feinstein had a Chinese communist spy in her office for 20 years. She never got investigated. She never went to jail. Who knows what the secrets they stole out of her behind is. It's probably insanity.
Or what influence they exerted here. Well, I'll tell you why all of a sudden everyone's talking Chinese spies. If the Democrats lose control of Congress in the midterm elections, they're going to claim that China rigged the election and try and nullify it. The exact thing that they opposed when Donald Trump had his election stolen from him.
Great point, Mike. Exactly. And you got Swalwell, this guy, Eric Swalwell, he swallows well. This guy, he's got a fang-fang. He's doing fang-fang, banging fang-fang. What insanity is going on here? And then, Mike, we're going to get to the debate with Ron DeSantis last night with this Charlie Chain Gang, Charlie Crist, this lying chameleon. He is a donkey, super donkey.
Yeah.
He's another Bush. And all those freak shows, the Bush family. And Mike, if I'd have known what I know now about those Bushes, I would have never voted for that imbecile George Bush Jr. I can't believe I got suckered in with that in that dickhead Cheney. What other recourse did I have? Here, now, Mike, let's go back to China. The Chinese have all these spies. They've got all these kids going to these universities, and they're all screaming affirmative action now. I guess they can't get jobs or something. That was on the news, too. They can't get jobs because they're Chinese. All these Asiatic people, they can't get jobs. And because they have too intelligent for qualifying for these jobs. I mean, you talk about reverse discrimination, Mike, even with whites. Affirmative action? That's affirmative racism. That's affirmative racism. That's exactly what affirmative is. It's a racism plot. I don't know who's behind this. Probably Zog, like they're behind almost every other thing. But I don't know what to think of that, Mike. But here, going back to DeSantis. DeSantis is the first guy, other than Trump, that called out these demorats, what they are, a bunch of dumb A's donkeys, Mike. They're a bunch of A donkeys. That's exactly what's going on. And he called Charlie. Charlie Crist is the biggest creep, other than this Gillum. If you would have got into governorship, oh my goodness, Mike. We already have a 500,000 illegals here. We'd be speaking Spanish all over the state. I mean, at least DeSantis stopped this, and he's deporting these people out of here. Matter of fact, Mike, they got 15 more over in Fort Myers trying to do hurricane relief. Didn't have permits. They're not even American citizens, and they kicked them all out. DeSantis has arrested them. I don't know where he's going to take with him. He's probably going to ship him up to New Jersey somewhere. So we'll see what happens with that. Now, Mike, what is your opinion? What's your opinion, seriously, about what's going on with this Merrick Garland, this Christopher Wray? They invaded Donald Trump's compound in Mar-a-Lago. Where's the evidence of what Trump did? We haven't heard a damn thing about Donald Trump now in Mar-a-Lago. But now we're hearing about all these Chinese spies and all these universities and stuff. So what's going on?
Well, you're not hearing anything more about the raid on Mar-a-Lago because they didn't find anything. And, even having staged the shots and everything, and polls are showing that the American people, they're just not responding. You know, the Democrats can't get traction by bashing Donald Trump. Because we've heard it already. The Democrats wanted to make abortion the issue for the midterm elections. They're not getting traction with that. And, the Democrats are getting desperate. The American people are most concerned about the economy and their own personal economic welfare. And their secondary interest is that open border. And both of these are absolute third rails for the Democratic Party.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, Mike, it's funny to me is seeing Merrick Garland and this guy Christopher Wray together. And, Mike, when the situation was with Donald Trump when they spent, $58 million investigating for the Russia collusion?
Yeah.
They never found no evidence.
and nobody went to jail for that, Mike, and the taxpayers who were stuck with $15 million bill.
I wonder how much they've spent on an investigation of Hunter Biden's laptop.
They didn't spend a dime on that, Mike, and Hunter Biden should be put in jail. There's no question about it. He's a
will just pardon him.
Yeah, he probably just pardoned him with Nancy Pig Pelosi and all those, the demon, the donkeys, like Ron DeSantis called them, a bunch of donkeys. Actually, their really name is jackasses. But, so we'll see what happens now here. I think we got 2 weeks to go here, and I believe it's going to be a wipeout. I think the Republicans are going to wipe these demon rats out. I'm really going to be perplexed, Mike.
It's going to be chaotic. Anyway, Tom, I'm sorry to do this. We got to cut you off. Thank you for the call. We're going to take another break for commercials. We have another caller waiting on the line, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Back to our show, last segment in our program today. We're going to go back to the phone to Chris in Virginia. Hello, Chris. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Mike. Love your show, man. Hey, I hadn't heard about that press conference with Ray and Garland, but the first thing I thought was, are they trying to, like, in a, is it a desperate attempt to restore their legitimacy? Because well,
that's a good guess.
Chinese infiltration.
Well, in this immediate case, I think they're testing the waters to see if the American voters would buy blaming China or Russia if the Democrats maintain control of Congress.
That's interesting. That would be a hell of a. I don't know. That's very. I got to think about that one for a minute. But
well, remember when when Hillary lost to Trump in 2016? That's what launched the whole Russiagate thing. We're going to blame Russia. The election was illegitimate. Donald Trump was swapping wet ones with Vladimir Putin, and of course, it turned out to be a complete hoax.
Well, what I really called about why this, like, all these people like Soros and Gates and the disgusting fat body Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci. I saw him in it's a picture of him in the airport. Now, granted, he had security with him. Well, my basic question is, and I don't promote violence or anything, but how come these people haven't been taken out, or at least attempted to be taken out, or harassed? Or something. Why
well,
did we just accept it? Like,
you know,
they're
part of the system, and the system protects its own. And like you, I don't condone or encourage violence. I would like to see these people exposed for what they've been doing to the human race, and then thrown in a nice, comfortable jail cell for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely, I feel the same way. But I can't believe. I mean, I can't believe no one is calling for their arrest.
Oh, there are. If you go on social media, there's a lot of people saying that, you know, Gates should be arrested. Soros is in violation of the USA Patriot Act. Anthony Fauci is guilty of criminal scientific fraud. The list goes on and on. But the system is always going to protect itself. And that's why I have concluded that the most likely outcome for the future of the United States is a Soviet Union style collapse. And then we get together and we put together a new common sense constitution, mostly based on the one that we already have, because that worked pretty well for 200 years. And, additional safeguards to limit that central government, which was the original intent of the founding fathers. And we just go from there. I really don't want to see a civil war in this country. I don't want to see a bloody revolution. I don't want to see the U.S. at war with Russia. Because I don't want to see the next generation having to pay war reparations.
What would the collapse look like then if it wasn't a bloody civil war or such things you just mentioned?
Well, you could study the collapse of the Soviet Union, or you could study the revolution that overthrew Ceausescu in Romania, because that was just over and done with so fast, and very few people got hurt.
Interesting. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, you got it. The music is playing. It's time to end the show here. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog is taking the microphone. Spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it. And how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get. And you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.